So has the flu hit you this year? Okay, if it makes you feel any better, you're certainly not alone. This flu season has the virus hitting hard and heavy nationwide, and that's no exaggeration. Maybe you've gotten through the flu, but you still really haven't gotten over the flu. If you understand the difference, there's a valuable lesson, though, that can come out of this. Instead of waiting to get sick before you do anything, take some easy actions, change your lifestyle, diet, greatly decrease your chances of getting hit with whatever the next virus is that circles around you. My first guest today is here with the ideas and guidance that will lead you to those rather easy changes. She's a nationally recognized licensed naturopathic doctor, educator, media host. She currently hosts the podcast Mindful Medicine and is senior medical advisor to Full Script, Dr. Holly Lucille. Thank you for being here today. Dr. and Dr. Holly's website is the obvious, drholly.com. So, Dr. Holly Lucille, it's just been amazing. If you look at, I mean, CDC does their color-coded maps, and it's a sea of purple, but if you want to get quickly specific with the states, New Jersey being one of the high case states of the flu, New York, Rhode Island, Louisiana, Colorado, among the others, and population, high population states like California are not that far much lower in the flu season.
Yeah.
How hard it's been hitting Texas as well. What is happening here? What is it just a matter of, because I know through past conversations that the flu vaccine is a best guess scenario, thinking what's going to be the dominant strain of the flu. Did that just miss the mark this year?
Right. It's kind of a crapshoot. You know, the way I feel that cold and flu season is hitting harder is because it's not that most people aren't weaker. They're just more depleted. You know, we think about our stress, our poor sleep, the indoor air that we're kind of forced to go into during the season, and all sorts of things like inflammation. It just kind of lowers our baseline resilience. And it's not that the immunity is broken. It's that the baseline is lower. So, again, chronic stress, inconsistent sleep, more indoor exposure, higher inflammatory load, and it makes this season feel a lot harder.
Like I said in the introduction, it's a matter of making relatively easy changes, but if you say a lack of sleep, someone come back to you and say, hey, you try getting enough sleep when I got three kids and a husband running around the house looking for me to do a lot more than I really want to be doing right now.
No, I hear you, and it's one of those old adages where if, you know, that little yellow cup from the airplane oxygen mask comes down, you've got to put it over yourself first. Because if you're taken out, like as maybe the primary, you know, household person who cares for everybody, like you were just mentioning, then everybody else kind of suffers as well. So we really have to start taking care of ourselves. We have to understand things like oxidative stress, things like our mouth and airways, which are our first line of defense. All of these things are extremely important.
We always think of, again, referencing how I worded in the introduction, we react to when we get sick. How much more vital and important is it to be ahead of ourselves, know our bodies, know our health, so we can prevent getting sick?
You know, I think that is such a great question because as a licensed naturopathic doctor, one of my principles is prevention is the cure. So we all know that this quote-unquote season is coming up. I think that that is the biggest thing that we can do each and every year to help us through this season is prevent getting sick. Increase your immunity, support it, decrease oxidative stress. All of those things are going to help people get through the season so much easier and so much healthier.
Explain further oxidative stress. OX, a layperson here, I think, okay, does this have something to do with oxygen and our levels of oxygen in our blood, for example?
Well, I think oxidative stress is important. Let me give you this quick visual for the listeners, okay? If you've ever made a great bowl of guacamole, right? So you put all in the ingredients and obviously like salsa or it can be made 7,000 different ways depending on people's right preference. But if you leave that avocado sitting out or that avocado mix sitting out in the oxygen, what happens to it? It gets brown or let's say rusty. And what do we do in order to prevent that as home culinary folks? Well, we put an antioxidant on it, right? So lemon juice, which is ascorbic acid, which is vitamin C. And oxidative stress is basically like cellular rust. When it's high, our immune signaling and recovery tends to be slowing down. And that's why I use a little supplement like Immunage, because it is amazing when it comes to that oxidative stress, and it plays well into the prevention is the cure when it comes to cold and flu season.
And like we talked about a few moments ago about being ahead of things, if you can activate the preventative genetics within you, that is what gets you, keeps you ahead of the virus, especially in seasons like this when the virus is hitting as hard and heavy as it is.
Yeah, so, you know, we mentioned, you mentioned activate. So Immunage is basically a bioactivator, and it's not, you know, people take supplements, right? There's a lot of things out there on the internet, on TikTok, on Instagram about, hey, what you can do if you get sick, or hey, maybe even prevent. But this, a supplement basically replaces nutrients, right? A bioactivator actually supports your body's own pathways. So more resilience, and it's less of a quick fix. So instead of just adding an ingredient, a bioactivator like Immunage is about supporting how the body functions, especially with that antioxidant balance and the healthy immune signaling. That's the key to Immunage.
As we age, obviously, our body reacts in different ways, different speeds, to different circumstances. How much more important is what we're talking about here once we get into the older stages of our lives, I'll politely refer it to as?
Well, it's my birthday month, so I'm hearing you loud and clear. and yes. So, you know, I think as we age, I have noticed throughout the decades that my self-care needs to kind of parallel that. I could get away with, you know, sleepless nights or just burning the candles at both ends way, way more when I was younger than I can now. And it shows. And so I think as we get into our 40s, our 50s, our 60s, it is so important that we keep that resilience, we keep oxidative stress low, and we keep that immune signaling high.
And too, with the bioactivator like ImmuneEdge that we're talking about here, you know, you get through the flu, but it takes longer, especially when you get older, to get over the flu. You still feel sluggish. You're really not crystal clear in your head, brain fog, I guess they call that. If your health and endurance is at a higher level through a diet, a natural supplement like we're talking about here, does that get you through completely the flu or any illness faster because your recovery is also strengthened by treating your body with Immunage?
I think that is such an important point. You know, I say think foundations first. So sleep is where you rest, relax, and repair. Obviously, staying hydrated. And it's difficult in the winter because we don't really have that thirst signal like we do sometimes in the summer. Movement is important. But Immunage fits in really well as a daily resilience tool alongside those basics. So don't skip the basics and then add supportive tools that help you stay steady through the season, especially during these high exposure periods. And yes, the most important thing is if you end up getting a virus or a bug, let's just say that we want to decrease severity and we want to decrease duration. And so having that daily resilience tool like Immunage on board, and it's not a pill, it's a little packet, it's fermented papaya, and it's clinically studied. That is the thing as a researcher and a licensed naturopathic doctor that I love to say. I mean, literally over 30 clinical studies as far as its efficacy. And that's very important to me as a prescribing doctor.
You can find out more about Immunage at Immunage, Immunage.us. We have the link at the homepage as well for you to reference and find out more, because you don't want to do trial and error. And this is not to say, because I know we have the nationwide anti-vax movement growing, unfortunately, even in this time of year, which might be in part to explain why the flu season is what it is. This is not to say that there's a replacement for a vaccine, but those are precautions. There's odds that they work, odds they don't work. But if you can strengthen your body and the chemical structure of your body for better endurance, better toleration of circumstances that happen, which you obviously aren't going to plan on, but like it or not, the flu season hits, cold season hits, we can go on the continue list from there. So to be better able to withstand it and avoid it as opposed to getting hit with it and working to overcome it, which way would you rather go? Again, check out Immunage, immunage.us. Dr. Holly Lucille, thank you so much for introducing ideas to us to help us through what could be challenging health times. And speaking as the male part of the species, I know we're pains in the butt when we get sick. So you can bring peace and harmony to families as well as good health. Thanks so much for being here today, Doctor.
You bet. Thank you so much.